Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Wachovia Corporation this morning reported a staggering $24 billion loss as it took a goodwill impairment charge of nearly $19 billion ahead of its acquisition by Wells Fargo and Company. Caterpillar officials say its outlook for the global economy in the short term is increasingly gloomy. The Peoria, Illinois maker of heavy equipment reported net profits of $868 million today, or $1.39 a share for the quarter ending September 30th, from $927 million, or $1.40 a share a year ago. Caterpillar says it expects global economic growth to drop a percentage point in 2008 to 2.8% from 2007, then fall further in 2009 to less than 2.5%. The Federal Reserve announced yesterday that it will provide up to $540 billion in financing to bolster the money market mutual fund industry, its latest effort to get credit flowing more freely again. The Fed plan is to back purchases of short-term debt, including certificates of deposit and commercial paper, that expire in 3 months or less from money market mutual funds. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 87.27. It's off 306 points. The NASDAQ at 16.63 is down almost 33 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, some western areas have turned wet already. Rain has already fallen and continues to fall in the eastern Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, far western Missouri, western Iowa, and then across parts of northern, central, into southeastern Iowa. And some of the rain locally heavy out there. A few places have picked up over an inch, and many places have picked up anywhere from a tenth of an inch to 1 inch out that way. Much of Missouri dry so far. Most of Illinois, except around Quincy, dry so far. And as you go eastward, dry weather has prevailed during the last 24 hours. That system that's spinning out there is going to take its good old time pushing eastward. So therefore, the western Corn Belt will stay wet tonight into tomorrow. Well, the central and eastern Corn Belt will stay dry into tomorrow, so that will be good for harvest operations. As we then work into Thursday night and Friday, showers will push eastward into Illinois, Indiana, and eventually some of the rain will get into Ohio by the time we get late into Friday. And wet weather will then be in the eastern portions of the Corn Belt early in the weekend. And along with that, we're going to have some scattered showers in the central Corn Belt over the weekend just because cold air aloft is coming in to make the atmosphere unstable. So it's going to be a damp and cool period of weather. We then have another cold front that appears to be coming in from the northwest on Sunday, a reinforcing shot of cold air. So as we go into Sunday night and Monday, windy and cold, temperatures will be cold enough that precipitation could be in the form of rain and wet snow, but we're not expecting much precipitation. But just to give an indication of how cold it's expected to get, as we go into Sunday night and Monday, it's going to get pretty chilly. And on Monday, we could still have some showers of rain and wet snowflakes around with cool, damp conditions, and that will be from Illinois eastward. Western portions of the Corn Belt should be dry Sunday and Monday. Now, as we go farther into next week, we're going to be borderline between some very chilly air that's going to be over New England and New York and Pennsylvania, and much milder air out over the Plain States. So eventually we'll see a moderation in temperature, but we're not going to turn toasty warm. The warmest weather will stay to our southwest. But it looks like a period of generally dry weather will occur until chances of rain pick up again in the first few days of November. So it looks like we're going to have harvest, open weather for harvest today and tonight and in many areas of Illinois and Indiana tomorrow. Then it turns wet for a couple of days, and then it will stay very cool, so the ground will stay wet for a couple more days. But we could have a little bit of drying the middle of next week before more rain would come in early November. Checking the southeast and delta, it looks like some showers are heading in that general direction over the next few days. So they'll get some moisture and a bit of a slowdown in field work. The delta will get most of its rain coming up, late tonight and tomorrow. And the southeast will follow on Friday into Saturday. In South America, the concerns in Argentina are with the western wheat-producing areas, Santiago del Estero, southward into Cordoba and all the way down to La Pampa. A bit dry, wetter farther to the east and south lately, so that's good for wheat development and early season corn and bean planting. In Brazil, it's still very wet in southern sections of Brazil, and they may get more rain as we go into the weekend. Farther north in central and northern production areas, it's a bit drier. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
More than 1,200 listeners, including 117 agricultural supporters, contributed more than $211,000 to WILL Radio during our fall membership campaign. 154 made their first contribution. Thank you so very much for your support. And if you missed the campaign, you can always contribute online at WILLpledge.org. Again, thanks so very much. Let's check how prices fared in overnight trading. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 585, up 3. Last trade down 11 and a quarter at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 552 and a half, up 3 and a half. Last trade down 12. July, $6, up 3 and a half. Last trade down 12 and a half. December corn opened at 412 and a half, up 1 and a half. Last trade down 15 and a half. July 450 and three quarters, up 3 quarters. Last trade down 17. November beans opened at 910 and a half, up 2 and a half. Last trade down 17 and three quarters. July 941 and three quarters, up a quarter. Last trade down 21 and a half. December soybean meal opened at 264, down 180, excuse me. Last trade down 730. December soybean oil opened at 3580, unchanged. Last trade down 81. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Looks like outside market factors in play, a higher U.S. dollar and lower crude oil prices leading to a lower tone in the opening call today.
Yeah, it's a pretty negative environment out there. There's a lot of fears that the economy's we're headed for a deep recession, and I don't know that I can argue that. I do think that a little bit of rain in the forecast is probably about the only support we've got going for us right now. I think the calls are going to be quite a bit lower on the open. They're calling beans down 15 to 25, corn down 15 to 20, and wheat another 10 to 15. So I think, Dave, I think there's really like three issues that the traders are watching. They're trying to look for price direction, and one of them is outside markets. I think has the economy at a bottom, has crude bottomed? I don't think so on either one of those issues. I think the second thing is cash. I think everybody seems to be hoarding it, and the farmer selling is really slow, and commercial buying is slow. So I think those are a factor, and I think the final factor that just doesn't seem like grain fundamentals get their due anymore with everything that's going around. But I think the supply and demand is the biggest thing. I think if we add 2 to 3 bushels per acre to the final U.S. crop and a reduced demand on top of that, I'd probably add $400 million to the carryout. And I think that that's you know, nothing but negative news in there. I know the last 2 to 3 years we've worked up in January, February, March, price-wise, basically due to trying to buy acreage. And I don't disagree that probably won't happen again this year. I guess the question would be how much or is it going to work up.
All right, Chris, thanks for your analysis this morning.
You bet. See ya.
That's Chris Corum. He is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning here on the Pre-Opening Commodity Market Report. We're on the web 24/7 with market analysis. Go to WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.